My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, so we welcome Owen back to the show today. He had a harrowing journey across the country to watch his son wrestle against the best of the best, but because of the computer glitches, right? Is that what sent airports into a tizzy?
According to my daughter, who told us that via TikTok, it was the only way we knew.
Three got your
disconnected.
News.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny because Mitch actually bought his 92.3 The Fan shirt off of TikTok.
Oh, that's nice.
So be that as it may, you are back today, but now your traveled nightmare has you asking some very tough questions about an upcoming trip to where? Milwaukee?
So we had talked about for a couple months now, like, you know, with children, it's very hard to line up an open window, and Guardians will be in Milwaukee on a weekend in mid-August. We're like, that's not that far away, right? Haven't been to that ballpark, would like to go to it. Had looked at the differences between flying and driving. And a great flight to Minneapolis took us less than 2 hours. The flight home actually only took about an hour and a half. There was a difference in how much time I spent in the airport
before that. It was 30 hours in between.
Yes, but now I'm wondering, I'm sure this flight to Milwaukee or even Chicago, if we chose that route, would be quick, painless, hop on, get right off, as opposed to 6.5, I think, in a car to drive to Milwaukee, which is right on the edge of being an enjoyable time for me. 4 is really about my, yeah, we can do that.
And your kids are grown up, too,
right.
So that helps.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be taking them.
Yeah, but I've just, in general, when I'm calibrating the time of what I want to do anything. Like we're grounded right now. We're not doing flights. Oh, we're not doing trips of any sort.
How old are they? A flight to Geauga, maybe.
Yeah. Under two. I mean, one's getting close to two, the other's 5.5 months. But we don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Even 30 minutes in a car is a disaster. But for Owen, if it's just him and his wife, I always err on the side of if it's really 5 to 6 hours, right? Like, I like driving to Chicago because I have my car,
right?
And it's ready to go on the Sunday when I'm coming back. I get to decide when I want to leave. It does, after the first 3 hours, you're like, oh, man, I could have just flown.
You know, the difference, and when I'm looking at flights, too, to leave Chicago or to leave Milwaukee right now on a Sunday, there's either get up and go to the airport at 5:53 a.m.
No, that cuts your entire trip short.
Right, that's not even a trip now. That's one day. That's Saturday, essentially. Or stay, you know, and leave at 11 o'clock at night, which puts you here, you know, late.
Those are the only options to Cleveland direct?
Right now, direct. Now, if I'd like to go to somewhere like, say, Denver, if I'd like to go from Milwaukee to Denver to Cleveland, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's just silly. I mean, you're the veteran of all of this, Jason.
Jason's on the road every day, right?
You've traveled for your job more than most.
Yeah.
What is the right way to do things here, especially considering how any kind of weather issue anywhere in the country now affects everywhere?
I literally got back at 5 a.m. yesterday had planned on. I'm glad I took the day off yesterday beforehand. Andy texted me yesterday and was like, if you want another day off, let me know. My body clock was so messed up.
You had to think about it, yeah.
Dude, Jason, is it worth after what I just went through?
I told you I'd fly to Chicago and drive to Milwaukee.
It's more expensive to fly to Chicago right now than to Milwaukee.
Even on, like, Southwest?
What?
See, like, yeah. I would... Midway's a little bit farther south than O'Hare, but I try and avoid O'Hare at all costs. Yeah. O'Hare's a disaster. Yeah. But if you can catch a... And maybe you can't, but you could normally catch a pretty reasonable flight on Southwest to Midway. So flying to Midway, now you got to rent a car.
Now that process, probably easier in Chicago than it is in Cleveland. Do you know any family that's tried to rent a car in Cleveland?
I just picked one up yesterday.
You have to go off.
Oh, you got to go off grounds. Yeah. Well, you have to do that. I haven't flown in a Midway in 20 years. I don't even know. Most airports, it's off site. Very few airports left are the rental cars on
this
site.
This is no fun here in Cleveland. I'll just tell you, anybody
almost
that comes
all of them
here
are off site. I think I would look at that. Now, it depends on pricing. Otherwise, I would just drive. Just drive.
All right. I don't want to, but after what I went through of...
I'm surprised that there's any direct flights to Milwaukee.
The only good thing for... So this previous trip, we flew into Minneapolis, drove to Fargo. Sunday morning, last second, decided we're going back to Minneapolis. We'd seen what there is to see in Fargo after our third day. We had been to all the breweries.
Did you really need 3 days?
There is nothing else. Went in the Fargo Dome. It was great. It was awesome to be and to tell my son, like, this is where Carson Wentz was. You know,
when he was good.
Especially him, and I think it was Trey Lance. They both did the local combine, their pro day. And that building is right beside the dorm where my son stayed while he was there. So that was kind of cool seeing that. After that, you did it all in about 35, 40 minutes.
And that was like what's
it's
left.
A great little town. But yeah, by the third day, like, we're done. So we got up, went back to Minneapolis, got delayed. So that gave us the opportunity to go to a Twins game. Twins
so
play
cool.
the Brewers. Got to see a Brewers
so
win.
So your delay was long enough that it made sense for you to leave the airport.
But then when we went back to the airport, craziness, walked into chaos and decided we're not going. We had plans to take the train to go back downtown.
Sure.
Turned in the rental car, go back downtown. Too crazy for me to leave and then even stayed even longer than that. And watched a plane board to go to Charlotte. The people sat on the plane for an hour and a half. Got back off the plane.
Wow.
An air crew got on and they said, we're going to Cleveland now. And Owen ended up in Cleveland at 5 in the morning.
Well, at least you were able to do something. And how many of you were there? Was it?
It was no total from Avon Lake. It was us and so two and my son and then two more and their son. So six.
Yeah, it's amazing. It just seems like it's getting worse. I don't know if it really is, but it seems that way. I know more people that are traveling
out by August, right?
I would like to think so. Now, August, I'm trying to think. In August, you start to get the hurricanes down south. That should impact you. But it is amazing how any kind of weather anywhere in the country
disrupts everything.
Especially like Cleveland, because everything's a connection.
Yeah.
Now, Cleveland has so few directs. Once we lost the United Hub years ago, changed everything. Yep. And now we've turned into like Syracuse, New York.
Well, that happened to me. I was in Vegas for Summer League. I went out for just a couple of days, quick trip. And I was coming back, and my flight, I had to connect in Denver, and the connection over, like, I was so delayed. My plane was coming from LA and was so delayed, I was going to miss the connection in Denver. So I had to cancel the entire thing, and I wound up on Frontier on a direct, so it worked out better. But Frontier is sort of Game of Thrones. Not as bad as Spirit, but it's...
Did you guys get your travel insurance?
No.
So what you're telling me is drive. So I'll be driving...
Man, that's a long... I mean, it's just...
What I've never driven to Milwaukee.
13 total
that's
hours
that's
of driving.
The problem is I've driven
that's
to Chicago
day.
A few times. The drive to Chicago, great.
Yeah, it's fine. Goes quick.
I'm worried about that last, hour and a half.
Well, that's why I said just fly to Chicago and drive. Now, you're not... You still have to get to the airport
but
early.
We're adding $1,000
You still have to rent a car. Like, it's not...
There's no train. There's nothing that can get... There's no Hyperloop yet that can get you there fast.
No. That was a topic of conversation in the airport. When are they building the damn Hyperloop?
Just drive. And how many are you flying? How many you got to fly? Because that's
two.
A, Oh, just two? Yeah. I thought you were taking the kids. No?
No. I don't like them enough.
That's the thing. Can we get Elon Musk off the internet and off of political Twitter and get him to working on the Hyperloop?
Let's get the Hyperloop.
Get to the stuff you're good at.
I have to.
The Twitter stuff is insane. Get to the stuff you're good at.
We booked a cruise. We're taking all the kids on a cruise. Leaves Christmas, day after Christmas. And it's great, but then you got to fly to Miami on holiday. It is outrageous.
The worst.
It's outrageous how much the airfare is right now to try and fly to Miami and back at that time of year.
And shoot me up in a rocket. I will take a glider across the lake.
All right. Well, that is FML. When we come back, we do have a poll question, updated poll question. We'll go over the numbers on Evan Mobley's series against Boston or Watson's second half against Baltimore. What is closer to the truth? And we'll go over what happened yesterday and what's been going on with the Guardians over the last 3 weeks. Are they on the verge of dropping another series? Got off to a rough start yesterday. How can they fix it? Don't forget Zach Meisel of The Athletic at 8:40 and Chris Fedor at 9:20. Stay tuned. You're listening to Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.